Hello, everyone. This is JVL. Welcome to the show with Tim Miller and Will Salatan sitting in for Sarah Longo.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Sarah's had a rough couple weeks. I was like, I know she's doing two jobs over here, but all of a sudden I flipped on the
screen.
Yeah,
she looks totally different with glasses on, right? With the glasses, she almost looks like Will Salatan.
Okay, interesting. Welcome, Will. Welcome to the next level.
Happy to fill in. This show has always had two people with a wife and one person with a husband, and we still do.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Look at that. So we were going to talk about Rona Romney McDaniel, who is now officially out and has been dropped by CAA.
Are you mispronouncing her name on purpose? Is this like a Don Lemon thing?
No, I wouldn't do that. And she, the Rona, like coronavirus. Isn't that how you pronounce it? No.
No, I don't believe so. I think it's like Rona, like Ron DeSantis and
Well,
drag.
Who could say? Who could say? But we're not going to talk about that because we don't want you to have nice things. We're going to talk instead about the news that over at the New Jack RNC, they've got themselves some questions they're asking people who are applying for jobs over there. One of which is, was the election stolen? Bradley, do you say the election was stolen? Say it.
Chad. Trent.
We're into Stasi territory. We're in full Lives of Others land with what the Republican Party is now. Tim? You worked.
Well,
you
I've
worked
interviewed
there.
At the RNC. I've been in an RNC.
You probably conducted
before.
Interviews at the RNC.
I've conducted many, many.
What were your litmus tests for people?
You know, competence, ability to write a press release, ability to communicate with others.
Come on, man.
Wanting to work hard, wanting to work after hours. Those are some of my litmus tests. You know, it wasn't a 40-hour-a-week job. Not going to cry if I yelled at them. I was a tough boss. I've totally chilled. I've totally mellowed. I was mean.
You were a yeller?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What the fuck?
Boy, that surprises me.
I know. I've totally.
It's before you got into edibles, right?
I was kind of like, you know, my edible journey is ups and downs, but, that was during a down phase for sure. I got to say, JVL, but the interview I did that was conducted with me is probably the most relevant comp that I can offer of all out there, because I had worked on John Huntsman's primary campaign in 2012. Mm. It was a failed effort. We finished in last place, but we were feisty. It was a feisty last.
It was a gentleman's seventh.
It was not a gentleman's seventh. It was a very aggressive dick seventh place. Like we took out Herman Cain. We took out Mitch Daniels. We are not very good at promoting our candidate, but we are quite good at just taking out other candidates. I was like randomly shanking Rick Perry for no reason. We were good at the Oppo research on the Huntsman campaign. And as a result of that, the Romney High Command had some mixed feelings about me, personally. Some in the Romney High Command were like, never give that person a job. The attacks on Willard were too personal and too aggressive, and I do not want to see that person in a meeting or on a conference call. There were other people in the Romney High Command that were like, man, if some of my colleagues hate this person that much, we can maybe make some use out of him. And so that faction was like, okay, he probably won't be welcome in Boston, but maybe we can put him at the RNC, where he could work to try to create agita in the Obama campaign. And so we had an interview. It was the Romney campaign manager, Sean Spicer, and Ryan Priebus, and myself. This is a great trip down memory lane, isn't it? So loyalty litmus test is maybe overstating it, but they were interested in making sure that like I did not have personal grievances against Mitt Romney, that I was not going to, you know, try to undermine him from the inside. There was not some Mormon on Mormon. I was not like a Mormon Manchurian operative inside. And none of those were true. I actually liked Mitt Romney. I just was a good sparrer.